From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Shannon Douglas, a diversified farmer in Glenn County, has been elected to a two-year term as president of the California Farm Bureau. Douglas, who previously served three terms as first vice president, is the first woman to head the organization, founded in 1919. Douglas says, "This is an exciting moment. Farm Bureau has provided me with tremendous opportunities as a first-generation farmer." Douglas succeeds Jamie Johansson, who served three terms as president. The National Corn Growers Association joined 57 groups in urging the International Trade Commission to consider the impacts tariffs on Moroccan fertilizer are having on farms. The concerns were expressed in a letter that states' rising prices for fertilizer inputs have strained American farmers and ranchers and impacted availability for this critical component of nutrient and yield management. It adds, without predictable options to source these products, farmers will struggle. Working in partnership with land protection leaders across the country, American Farmland Trust announced a new Land Transfer Negotiators Program. It's a partnership with the Natural Resources Conservation Service that will help existing farmers and landowners retire with confidence and help new, beginning, and underserved farmers gain secure, equitable land access. Nearly 300 million acres of American farmland are expected to change hands in the next 20 years.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.